So we are going to do non-greed meditation. Let us go to slide number 2. Here you can see that we have non-greed path that is stemming from skill state of non-greed, Aloba Kusala Moola. So here we have wisdom acquired through listening, and then concentration with thinking and exploring. Trained by higher thought, sign of quiet, renunciation thinking, I shall come to know as yet not fully known, approach with renunciation, abandoning of the search for sensual desire, aggregate of concentration. So to understand this one, let us go to slide number 3. So here we have wisdom acquired via listening, Sutamayi Prajna. The wisdom acquired through listening is called Sutamayi Prajna. This includes hearing Dhamma from Tathagata or his disciples. Which Dhamma one would hear? Noble truth of suffering, noble truth of cause of suffering, noble truth of cessation of suffering, noble truth of path leading to the cessation of suffering. The above Dhamma includes arising and passing away phenomena of suffering. What indicates and determines from the arising phenomena is the suffering. Knowing and understanding the suffering is included in the Sutamayi Prajna. Here we understand that birthing whatever world is suffering, having known the arising and passing away phenomena. So let us go to slide number 4. Here we have concentration with thinking and exploring. Savitakka Savichara Samadhi. There are 4 abidings. One is called Dibba Vihara, which you have learned in the 4-day course. That heavenly abiding. So those are 4 jhana meditations. And then the second one, Brahma Vihara, a divine abiding. There are 4 Michela states. Michela state of loving kindness and so on. And then we have Arya Vihara, that is noble abiding. The 4 noble attainments. And they actually include 37 factors of enlightenment. And then the Aninja Vihara, imperturbable abiding. There are 4 formless concentrations. So, concentration with thinking and exploring, consisting of at least 1 from each of the above 4 abiding. For example, we may have first jhana from the heavenly abiding, and then we might have loving kindness, the metta, mental state of loving kindness, in the divine abiding. And then stream entry from the noble abiding. And then let us say space is infinite from imperturbable abiding. So at least 1 should be there. So when you look at the first one, the heavenly abiding, then we did mindfulness regarding the body in the 4-day course. From that we get heavenly abiding, where we understand a linking dependent origination, such as craving as condition, suffering, or existence as condition, birth. So we understand a linking dependent origination. And then when we come to the Brahma Vihara or divine abiding, we overcome suffering due to change of form using metta, loving kindness. Rather than like my grandfather, you know, shouting when he's going to eat, we use loving kindness, and whatever harm because of the form, we exceed that one. So we get a foundation for eradicating greed, hate and delusion. So now we mention 2 things, one from heavenly abiding and the other one from the divine abiding. Now what is this Arya Vihara, noble abiding? So, using those first 2 we mentioned, arising phenomena of suffering. And the second one, we are saying that it is suffering. So we use metta, loving kindness. So understanding one and two, then we don't take anything as mine. So what we understand is what is arising is suffering. So let us not take it. So that is the noble abiding. Now you can see these things are linked to each other. From the heavenly abiding, you get the divine abiding. From the divine abiding, then you go into noble abiding. And the noble abiding, you are not taking anything as mine. So then you are reaching imperturbable abiding, Aninja Vihara. We don't take volitional formations as mine. So now you can see you have a meditation at this point. From 1, you get 2. From 2, you get 3. From 3, you get 4. That is how we reach imperturbable abiding. Now this one is a really good meditation. Having done these things in the 4-day course, you can go in this way. So let us move into slide number 5. This is trained by higher thought, Adichitta Sikka. Trained by higher thought consists of first to fourth jhana concentrations after removal of the following. That is volitional formations that construct neither perception nor unperception. Nivasanya, nasanyayatana. As the first instance, and then perception of formless sphere, jhana as the second, and then the perceptions that assign permanence to the form as the third. Such removal creates the base for trained by high thought, Adichitta Sikka, and it includes the wisdom of right knowledge. We will come back to this one. What are we saying here? You see that little while ago, we were talking about from going from, you know, Dibba Vihara, that is, let us go back. So, from heavenly abiding to the divine abiding to noble abiding to imperturbable abiding. Now, you are actually thinking it backward, contemplating in the reverse order. So, imperturbable abiding means that you are not taking volitional formations as mine. So, they are actually this path dependent on non-delusion. So, you are not going to take these volitional formations. So, we get rid of volitional formations and then you have learned from advanced program in Sabbasava, all-taint discourse, that if you get rid of this volitional formations, then we get rid of perceptions. So then you can see we are coming back to the noble abiding. So when you are getting rid of perception, like, you know, space is infinite and, you know, whatever the permanency attached to those things, then you are not adding permanency to the perception. So in other words, you are actually getting rid of the form. You are not adding anything. Adding permanency, perception, to the form. So you are coming to the heavenly abiding. So you can see we are now contemplating the forward and the backward in slide 3. So why we actually say that the wisdom of right knowledge, it includes wisdom of right knowledge. It is because the meditation in slide 4 in reverse, so you got rid of this one and then you are not going to neglectful for the removal of these volitional formations of neither perception nor non-perception and the perceptions of formless sphere and the perception that assign permanence to the form. We are not becoming neglectful. That is why we call that it is the wisdom of right knowledge. Here that you have another meditation. So you went forward, now you are going back in reverse direction, starting from the imperturbable abiding to the noble abiding and the divine abiding and to the heavenly abiding. So let us go to slide number 6. Here we talk about sign of quiet, samatha nimitta. Trained by high thought includes the wisdom of right knowledge. And with this wisdom, if there is anything to be abandoned, we abandon it. This is termed as sign of quiet. So here we attain to such states to abandon greed, hate, and delusion. Okay, so from that one, we are going to renunciation thinking. From the sign of quiet, samatha nimitta, we reach renunciation of unsealed state of the mind, akusala. So in this instance, the end of skill state of mind is the nibbana. Now you can see, the train by higher thought includes immeasurable state of loving kindness, metta pramana. So what unskilled states still remaining to be removed? These are greed because of delusion that we are going to remove. That is the answer here. Remember Sammavacha diagram. From slander, we get delusion. So we think it is good to separate. One example would be, let us say there is a dog and a man to whom you are giving a value. You are giving value to a man. If the man is dying, then you are happy to be with the dog. You are not separating it. And there is a man and a divine being to whom you are giving a value. You are giving a value to the divine being. If the divine being is dying, then you are giving a value to the man. So what are we thinking here? We are thinking that it is lasting. If you separate, it is lasting because the human being is living more than the dog and the divine being is living more than the human being. So this, we have this idea. It is good to separate, then it is lasting. So we should get rid of that idea. So that is renunciation thinking. So let us go into slide number 7. Here we look at I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known. It is called Ananyata Nassamiti Indriya in Pali. Here it is the effort. Effort is made to know the Four Noble Truths that has not yet fully known. This effort is threefold. Effort to prevent the arising of unarisen, evil, unwholesome mental states. You can remember this one as in the first effort in 4-day program. Remember that we have what is called Dukkha Patipada, Danda Abhinya, painful way with slow realization. And we learn effort. So here, the second one, effort to maintain wholesome mental states that have arisen, not to let them fade away. So you can remember this one as the fourth effort, which you learn in Sukha Patipada, that the pleasant way with quick realization. And there was this effort. And then effort to produce unarisen wholesome mental states. It is like in third effort. So what are the unarisen wholesome mental states? If we regard as self anything that is not directed towards Nibbana, then we need to get rid of them. These are the attainment of jhana, jhana samapatti, ranging from fourth to the eighth jhana. Now you can notice connection from the previous slide number 5. Remember renunciation part, we are saying we are happy to separate. We want to separate so that it will last. So from that one, then we are coming to this I shall come to know finally as not yet fully known. How? Because in the previous one, renunciation thinking, nikkama vitakka, we find that it is not matching to our consciousness, you know, that dog and the human, or the human and the divine being. So the one is not matching. So then you want to separate. So then you come to this, I shall come to know finally as not yet finally known. For example, a person with no attainment of jhana does not fit in with a group with jhana attainment. So they want to separate. So we separate that person, the person who cannot attain. And why we do that one? We think that when we separate, this one is lasting. But the group is lasting and we are lasting. So from that one, we are coming to approach with renunciation. When one is successful in getting rid of the attachment to the attainment of jhana, ranging from 4th to 8th jhana, then he accomplished the approach with renunciation. In other words, when we are trying to get rid of these jhana attainments, one may be successful. You know, some people are doing the meditation and then they take this excrement, outside is not mine and so on. And then they go into space is infinite or consciousness is infinite state. And then they are happy to be there and they can't go beyond that one. So if someone is successful in getting rid of those jhana, then we can exceed the idea of permanency. When we are in those jhana concentrations, and because you have been in those planes before, then you have some permanency. So we can now exceed the idea of permanency. So let us go to slide number 8. Here we are looking at the abandoning of the search for sensual desire. When one accomplished the approach with renunciation in every aspect of it, then he reaches the abandoning of the search for sensual desire, kamis and prahan. What sort of search for sensual desire? Whatever desire and attachment to be born and to live in jhana worlds. So in other words, we need to exceed every jhana plane. If we do that one, then that is the abandoning of the search for sensual desire. No, just a simple idea for you to understand. We talk about bell-shaped curve. Isn't that the dying C2 part of the curve is telling us form is good? For example, you know, maybe you are eating a cutlet and then it comes to your throat. After that one, you don't have that consciousness part. It is already gone. So isn't that the dying part is telling you to have another bite? Think about it. So the jhana concentrations you had and you had attainment, you are no longer there. And isn't that the one actually telling you and pushing you, go and have it again? And here we are talking about the term sensual thing here. We are talking about karma. What is this karma or the enjoyment in the mundane sense? Normally people are saying, you know, I'm eating this some sort of food, you know, cutlets or something, and I like it, or I see a beautiful person or something. And then that is the enjoyment. But how does Buddha define the enjoyment? Buddha is saying greed for thoughts is man's enjoyment. So in other words, we have a concept. And for that concept, we have the greed. So if there is a thought, I will attain and be in 8th jhana and have greed for that thought, then we have enjoyment. So you can see the deep meaning here. So then we are actually coming to the last one. When such desire and attachment are abandoned, then he fulfills the aggregate of concentration, samadhi skandha. You see, for normal persons, the aggregate of concentration is that, you know, you develop your concentration and, you know, be there. But what Buddha is saying, you need to abandon them. you know, you develop and then be there, and then you have got to have the ability to abandon them. So it's completely different, isn't it? And it has a greater meaning. So now, how do we do the meditation? We mentioned one meditation while we were discussing. So what you need to do, you contemplate forward first. So forward means you are looking at the wisdom acquired while listening, that the Four Noble Truths. And then you go coming into this concentration with thinking and export. Remember, when you come to this concentration with thinking and exploring, that we mentioned that they are linked. One is heavenly abiding, Dibba Vihara is linking to divine abiding. So you know about this meditation, heavenly abiding, where you are contemplating mindfulness regarding the body. You know, we seek delight in form, welcome, remain whole into it. By doing that one, delight in form come to arise. And then you are going that way, then you understand, because of the existence, the birth come to be. Now you understand a link in the dependent origination. And because of the existence, birth. So then you come to the Brahma Vihara, divine abiding, and which also you have done in the painful ways, way with quick realization. So then now here you understand you are spreading loving kindness, because my grandfather is grumpy because his taste buds are gone. You all are affected because of the form. So rather than blaming anyone, have loving kindness so that you can overcome suffering due to change of form. Now we mentioned two. On the first one, we come to the second one. And from the second one, from second one, we are coming to the third one. How we come to third one? They are linked. Because the first one is saying, because of the existence, birth come to be. And the second one, divine abiding, is saying that birth is suffering. So have metta. So then you understand the arising phenomena. And it is suffering. So that is noble abiding. So since you understand whatever thing that is, you know, we are seeking and we are getting is suffering, then you don't want to take anything. So we don't take anything as mine. So in other words, you are removing the volitional formations. Like, you know, whatever volitional formations, and then you can reach this neither perception nor nine perceptions level as well. So do that meditation part, which you already know and have done in 4-day course. And then from that one, you are coming to the fifth slide. You do that meditation in reverse. Since you are removing the volitional formations that construct neither perception nor non-perception, then you can see we are removing the perception of this formless sphere. That is, connection is coming from advanced program, Sabbaso Sutta. And since you are removing that perception, then you are not assigning permanency to the form. The previous one is going forward, now we are coming backward. So this is really good. And then you go through this, sign of quiet. You are getting rid of this greed, hate and delusion. And then here, renunciation thinking. Remember, we are thinking that it is good to separate the dog and the human being, that example. So from that one, you are coming to, I shall come to know finally as it, not finally known. So here we are trying to remove attainment of jhana, ranging from 4 to 8. Remember the link from the previous one to this one, renunciation thinking. Because for people who are actually having a jhana attainment, if someone is coming in and saying, oh, I can't go into those jhana, these people want to get rid of that one. So why we think our one is actually lasting? So one is removing it, one may be successful, so then we get the approach with renunciation. So from that one, then we abandon search for sensual desire. So here we are giving up, getting rid of all the jhana concentration. If you do that one, then you come into this, you fulfill the aggregate of concentration, samadhi skandha. So this one is a advanced two course. So we expect that one need to go through all the other things. And then that person has seen non-delusion slides as well. So there we have aggregate of wisdom. So now when you have the aggregate of wisdom, then you can go backward, you know, starting from the number 9. So we are removing this because of your wisdom, you are removing this concentration and then go back upward, you know, up to the second slide. Okay, so that's the meditation.